Welcome to the Council of Moms. I'm really excited to be here. I'm Lisa Valentine Clark. With me today, I've got Hillary, Joe, and Wendy. We are ready to start the Council of Moms. But before we do, our tagline, the Council of Moms, forced family fun starts here.
Love it.
I feel like this is the group that starts forced family
fun.
Yes,
forced family
okay,
fun.
Council of Moms, throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. Yeah. We're going to see what sticks in this conversation. And as always, my favorite, the Council of Moms, made with real moms.
Mm-hmm.
Certified. Yeah. Okay, organic. Here is our question this time. And this can get a little tricky. And I want to acknowledge all up front, no matter what your situation is, whether you're married, you're single, you're widowed, you're divorced, it's complicated. A lot of times we have to navigate parenting, mothering with other people. So with that in mind, here's the question. My spouse and I disagree on what's important to focus on as a family. I don't want to compromise on what's important to me. So what do I do? I think this is a big one. And so I'd love to know, in all of our fun, different life situations, how do you negotiate? Hey, this is important to me. I don't want to compromise, but I am parenting with someone else. And we disagree on what our focus as a family should be. How have you navigated this?
I ran away. I don't know. Just kidding.
Hi.
I ran away.
That's
funny. I said, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's a totally normal mom feeling. I just want to run away.
I feel like I know. Yeah. I still struggle because it changes as your kids get older. You know,
yes.
Like...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, right now, my spouse is like, I want them to listen to me because when you're gone, they still call you and go, Mom, is Dad right? I'm like, well.
We're just checking.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. He's like, and he's like, well, I want you to support me. I'm like, okay, maybe the thing is, like, when they're calling me, it's not because you're wrong or something. It's like, they just have always known Mom to be the one that's there. Like, oh, Mom, I want this. And I'm always answering the questions. And so for us, I'm like, okay, maybe we get together and we say, hey, when I am gone, Daddy's still in charge, even when I am here. And if he says something, please listen. You don't need to call me to check if it is. And we've actually gotten, like, you know, an argument, just being, like, mad at each other that we're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I do have, like, my 10-year-old just got diagnosed with autism. And so for her, she's very literal. So if I say, you have 5 minutes, she is saying 5 minutes. So if he's like, oh, Dad, I don't have to go to bed for another 5 minutes, he goes, oh, no, we'll just do it in 2 minutes. She flips and she starts to really freak out and worry. And so our little thing was like, well, if we say something, we have to agree on that time exactly because her brain processing is so different and you can't switch it. So then it does make it look like I'm not supporting you of what you said. You know, he's like, well, I don't want to be so specific. I'm like, you do, because we have different kids. You know, they're all so different in the way they respond. One thing you can do, I know, like, people do vision boards, like we did one together, and maybe that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. And you don't have to, like, wait till the beginning of the year to do a vision board or make a plan. Maybe sit down and together make a plan and say, what is really important to us and what do you want to focus on? And maybe pick one thing a year, because it can be overwhelming, like you were saying, you know, to have, like, too many things to focus on, and then it gets lost, and then things happen. So maybe just picking one thing is important to your family, and then say, this year our theme is, you know, love or kindness, whatever it is, and then we're going to focus on working towards that theme so that everyone can be on the same page.
That's literally being on the same page.
Yeah. Like, I know. I just write it down.
I like that.
Make a poster. Yeah, make it fun. Involve the kids and y'all do a big thing together. So everyone is like, oh, this is what we're going to work on this year.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so encouraging. And then you have to be willing to let go of all the other things.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing that I have had to learn is like, yeah, let's focus on that. Got it. These are the three things that are important to our family. Yep. And then also I'm going to add these
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
But also, like, we can do more than, and you really have to be able to willing to, like, just, like, let some things that aren't as important because you've determined that they're not with another person to, and actually let it go. It's hard, though.
Yeah, and be flexible because as things change and challenges are coming, you can be like, oh, we might need to change this a little bit. Again, like, depend on the type of family you have and the relationships you have with your kids, you know?
Because, yeah, your kids do change, and you change as you develop. And so your values can sometimes change, or what you focus on.
Yeah, just
Hillary, how have you navigated that? Yeah, right?
Yeah, so I think that with any relationship, communication is key, right? And so I think one thing that's helped us is to just take time, even if it's going on a date or whatever, and if we have a specific issue that we're dealing with, then we'll kind of just hash it out and talk about it. But here's the thing. One of my, what I was hoping for in this life is that I would prove that I am always right. Like, there's nothing I would have loved more than to just be like, hey, I was always right. And that was fantastic. Turns out I'm not always right. And turns out that having a partner, sometimes they offer things or have suggestions that are so much better than mine, or maybe fit better in a different situation. For example, I am the type of person that will, my husband would say, coddle our children. I like to think of it as just like providing a safe space for them, making sure that they don't come across any, they're just comfortable, you know? And I want them to have a comfortable life. My husband, on the other hand, is like, no, we need to let them struggle. We need to, when we go to, so my kids all have like, well, not all of them, many of them have a bit of social anxiety. And so talking to other people is the most terrifying in the world. But my husband will encourage them to order their own food at a restaurant. Or, you know, and with me, I'm like, no, they're so nervous. I'll just do it for them. But with him pushing them to do hard things, I have just seen how much they've grown and how important that is. And had we gone my way through this whole thing with, you know, just trying to keep them comfortable, they wouldn't have learned as much as they have. And so I think that it's when we're trying to figure out like, oh, I don't want to give up on what I really want for my kids. We have to just have an open mind and realize our way isn't necessarily the only right way. Or, you know, there are other things that might be better for our kids, and we need to be open to giving that a try and trusting, you know, just trusting that my husband has a whole life of experiences himself, and that those are valuable and can help our children as well.
Yeah, and if you hold so tightly to the, no, this is the way that I want to parent them, and you don't allow for any of that, I mean, it really causes huge problems in your marriage, but also in your kids' development.
Yeah, it's so different as kids age. I feel like when your kids are younger, you definitely can have a little more of that bar level, right? Of like, these are the things that we do. These are the things that, you know, are important to all of us. I love the idea of a vision board, though, where everybody can kind of put their, like, what's your number one thing? What's your number, you know, and we can support each other in that. I will say, as kids age, they love to just push all of those things, which they're going to do. This is a normal thing for them to push back.
It's developmentally appropriate.
It is it's important for them to do, because they have to figure out who they are, and is this important to me, and do I want this in my life? And it's just like heart-wrenching as moms, I feel like, when they don't want what is so important to you.
like your number Lisa, one, like your fundamental
like,
thing.
This is
like
my
you're
number
like, okay,
one,
nothing else matters, like, but I want my kids to have this. And they're like, oh, no, thank you.
I don't want that.
No, I don't want it.
Like, is what we're providing them so terrible that they don't want it? But they are their own people. Like, I am learning this so much, and it's really hard, and sometimes a little kick in the face of like, okay, this is not important to them. What is important to them? And can I support them in what's important to them? And it goes back to like, learning who each of your kids are and who your partner is, and how can I support them in this number one thing for them. We parent really well together, And that's because we make sure that we talk to each other. Kids also get really good at figuring out, like we've mentioned here, which parent does which thing.
Oh, yeah.
Joe knows.
Like, let me call dad because he'll say yes to this. And it's really important to say to your partner, hey, if any of these five things come up, I need you to check with me before you say yes or no. And it's okay to say, hey, I need to check with your mom to make sure we're on the same page about whatever this sleepover or party or whatever this thing is you want to do. It's okay to say, I'll get back to you. And it's so hard to not be like the just, I call it Disneyland dad or Disneyland mom, and just say yes to everything because you want to be that. And there's a really hard kind of bad cop, good cop situation that has to happen. So I'm hopeful that people have a partner or a friend or a sister or somebody that they can bounce these things off. And you can say to your kid, I need a second to just think about what you want to do. Or if you don't want to go to church anymore, like I need a second to talk with your dad or talk with somebody else about this before I respond about it. And that's so hard. But it's so important to realize, to have your kids realize that you, your parents are different people too. And maybe this is really important to mom and it's not really important to dad. But because it's important to mom, dad can check in with her about it first.
And vice versa.
And be like, yes, absolutely. So I do think there's something to be said about a type of vision board, family vision board or family like, hey, what are your number one things in life? If that is, you know, social justice for everyone, like I'm going to support people to do the things that they need to do, then I can get on board and help you go to that event where we're going to, you know, support people. Or if my most important thing is religion and going to church on Sunday, you can support me in knowing that I'm going to be gone for this amount of time on a Sunday to go to church. And you can ask me, how was it? You know, even if you're not going. So I think you can voice to people what your important things are and have them support you. It's just like a friendship. It's just like this group of moms. Like if I know lipstick is really important to Lisa, I'm going to be like, hey, I don't wear lipstick, but I saw this and I thought you would love it.
And like, I don't try to gift Wendy lipstick because I know it's not her thing.
Look what I got out.
Sorry.
Actually, I got this out.
Spoiler, I do.
I got this out to put on today because I knew Lisa would want me to wear it.
I just want your lips to be hydrated and full of life.
They are.
That's all I want.
Yes.
So it's so important.
They do look very hydrated.
Yes. Hillary knows.
But I do think it's important. It's okay for other people to, like Hillary said, it's okay for other people to have different ideas. And it's okay to change your mind about things.
Yeah.
And be like, you know what? I really thought this was like the end all. Like everybody goes and does this on whatever day. And maybe it doesn't have to be like that anymore. So it's okay to change your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I really appreciate about all three of you is you all talked about your different like communication styles with your spouse, right? Like about how you approach the topic and how you show mutual respect and let it go back and forth. Are there other like things that you do in that negotiation process that you have found is like really helpful in order to like make you a more empowered or a better mom? For those like single moms out there who don't have a partner for whatever reason, like I feel like I kind of represent that voice and that, and it's really tricky for me because their father is deceased. And so I know though some of the things that were really important to him, and I feel very like I have to use it very judiciously of like, I know your dad thinks this is important, or I know in this situation your dad would want you to hear this. And it's such a tricky thing that I never thought I would do in my parenting of like, well, your dad says, I know he's dead, but like, I do know that he talked a lot about this and I know him better than anyone. Like, and so I feel like I need to say it. And I sort of say that. And there are times where I'll tell you, it's like super frustrating because I know that if he were here, he'd have my back, but he doesn't have my back. Mm-hmm. No one has my back because just of the situation, right? And so there, I kind of love this question when it was like we're disagreeing, but we need to compromise, but this is so important to me. What do I do? And so that's why the nuance of this question is really important, because I think there's something that we could all learn from it, even someone like me who's is solo parenting.
Right. Yeah. I think one thing I've thought of as we're talking about this is sometimes in those situations, if it's really important to you, you also have to be okay with just doing it alone. Like, if this is really important to me, if my spouse doesn't, if this isn't number one for them, if none of my kids have this on their radar as something that's important, but it still is for me, you have to be okay doing it alone if this is what is important to you as a person. And I would hope that a partner, a friend, you know, you have supportive people around you. You have a group that can support you in doing that, even if you are doing it alone. Yeah. Because if it's something that you feel and you're passionate about, you know, you should get to do it.
Yeah, so, that's a good point. A really good point.
Yeah, and I think it's still like mutual respect if you might have to do it alone, but they can create a space for you to do that alone, knowing that this is really important for mom. So we are going to make it a way for her to be able to accomplish what she wants to do.
I love that.
Then they can see like, oh, okay, you know, it's okay if everyone isn't on the same page, but if we have mutual respect for each other and create a space so that we all like, I guess, like agree to disagree and to just kind of be supportive and love each other, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, it's family, you know, it's really important. And so if you can create a place that your kids or anyone feels that it's safe to be different, then, you know, they don't have any trouble coming to you when they need, you know, something, opinion or some support, because you can still support someone even if you don't agree. In like, at least that's how I feel. You can still be supportive even if you don't agree, just with respect and love and being there for the person, you know, just a listening ear if that's what they need.
Is there like, I'd love to talk a little bit more about this idea of like of compromise, like within a relationship, and how it's changed or influenced your mothering. How has that art of negotiation, how has all of those things of like, oh, okay, I thought this was this, or okay, you do that. Like, how has that, have you navigated compromise, and how has it changed your, the way that you parent?
I think that one thing is that when we are learning to compromise with our partner, whoever it is we're parenting with, we also get to a point as our kids get older where we have to have those same kind of conversations with them. And, you know, some of the expectations that maybe we have for them, they don't want, or whatever it is. And so learning this skill of compromising with your partner maybe early on kind of helps out as your kids get older and you're having those conversations with them as well. And it helps you realize and recognize that what's in my brain and what I see for everybody is not necessarily what everybody else sees. And you kind of need to be open to that. And I also think that it's so important. Well, so this is a funny story. When my husband and I were first married, you know, that first year of marriage, we kept hearing that it was just terrible and that you will fight all the time and that, you know, you it's just really hard getting to know how to live with another person. We actually had a fantastic first year of marriage, and fantastic until we had children, honestly. And that's when that's when any kind of conflict came up, and that's when we realized, oh my goodness, we have two completely different ideas about how we are going to raise these children. And I mean, not completely different, but definitely there were things that came up. And if there ever was a conflict, and still to this day, if there's ever a conflict, it's usually about how we're going to handle a situation with one of our kids. And so I think that it's, the family is just such a great unit to learn how, and sometimes we fail miserably, right? But it's a great place to learn how to compromise, learn how to take everybody's opinions and desires and beliefs and just try to find a cohesive way to exist and to, mm-hmm. You know, just avoid that conflict as much as possible so that you're, I don't know. I think that I, in the beginning, I had a tendency of forcing my views on everybody else and my way of doing things. And it's just been really good to go through that process with my husband of compromising and giving up some of the things that I thought were super important, but have actually turned out to be not as important as I thought.
I think that's such a good point. And I think that that's a really vital thing because you and your husband were working it out. Mm-hmm. You guys were like, okay, we're the parents. This is what I think. And I think one thing that you didn't say, but that is so clear to me, is that relationship was the most important one, especially when you're talking about your kids. And you weren't like, well, Jill does it this way. Well, Jill says this, or, you know, like my mom says this, or my friend says this, or we've decided that this is the right way to do things. And so I don't know what you, and you know, and you have that we against you is a different way to compromise. It's just the two of you. And I think that there's something really special about that.
Totally.
Lisa, when you asked the question, I thought of like compromising with a 3-year-old and I wanted to laugh because that doesn't happen.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah, like how do you compromise with a 3-year-old?
Just
like, yeah,
that's
like,
when you just do what mom says.
No, you just look at them, you go, yes, just you can have it, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's more of a hostage situation with that.
Yes.
It is. It's hostage negotiation. That's not compromise.
Right.
And hostage just, negotiation.
And there have been times where I think she was 4 at that time. My 7-year-old was 4 at that time. And I don't even know what it was, but she is stubborn. Like in a good way. Like if she sets her mind on something, there's no change in it. It doesn't even matter. And I'm like, okay, well, I can be this like, you know, I can raise my voice and like, well, I said so. And then she's raised. Yeah. We're like having a yelling match. And so I remember one time I just stopped and I went and I just opened my arms and then she just came in and she just hugged me and she fell asleep, you know? And it was like,
I'm tired.
Right. So it was like the more I was fighting to do something. And then when I just became a gentle, just person, I was like, okay. And she's like, oh. And so like, if you're a single mom, you're with kids and you're like trying so hard to compromise someone, it's like, it's a different way of just needing a safe place to like a refuge, you know, like it's not always like something what you think it is. It might just be like an underlying cry for like, right now, I just need a safe, quiet, I just need mom. You know, and then, that maybe it's not the time to try to convince them or compromise or work on something. It's when emotions are down and then they have like a safe like outlet and to be like, OK, I see where you're coming from and I hope you see where I'm coming from. What can we do together? And even if it's with your spouse, you know, like arguing in that moment, I used to have to be like, you know, I'm going to hang up now. And I'm going to be 5 minutes in the closet in the dark, like just to calm my own emotions down. Yes. And then just
parked in front of Target parking lot, eating a big box of cookies.
Exactly.
Hypothetically.
Buy some cute smelling hand soap. You know, that fixes everything.
Yep.
Yes.
But you know, like, stepping away from the situation. If you feel like the compromise isn't, you know, working or, you know, going the way you want it to, just stepping away, giving it a minute. And usually, like, you come back with a different perspective.
Yeah.
And then even, you might even find that, like, what you wanted might have even changed because you were able to step away and go, oh, I see it differently now, or I can see it the other person's way and they can see it your way.
I think that that's where it's at. We all want to be good moms. We all want to have this strong family bond, right? And we all want to give our kids all of the good things, the best things in life. We can all agree on that. And we can hold on to that super, super tight and these ideals that we want, or we can have a real relationship with the real people in our family.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying throw away ideals at all, but I'm saying don't sacrifice real relationships at the altar of an idea of a relationship.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what I love what you say, Joe, about what is it that they're really asking? Sometimes they come to you and saying, this is important and this is what I want our family to be. What are they really saying? Are they really asking, like, will you love me no matter what? Right. Even if I don't want all these things that you want, will you still love me? Do you still want to parent with me even if I'm not perfect? Do you still want to parent with me if you don't get your way? And like, Mm-hmm. Like, what are we, what is it that we're really asking? I'm going to be thinking about that for a long time, Joe. We only have like about a minute left. And in that time, I would love for us all to be able to share like this idea, you know, in this question that, you know, we disagree as a spouse, as spouses, what's important as our family. And I don't want to compromise on what's important to me. So what do I do? I'd love for us just to kind of go around and say, if you find yourself in that situation, like, what is the first thing that you would do?
Yeah, I think, again, I keep going back to this. As my kids have aged and gotten older, they've taught me a lot. And I feel like the number one thing that I really have now is a relationship. I want a relationship with my kids. So if this problem that we're having, if this disagreement that we're having is going to harm that relationship, then it's not important anymore. Like, even if that is so important to me that this happens, or they go here, or they do this, or they think this way, when it comes down to it, I want to love my kids. And if that is stopping me from being able to fully just love on my kids, then it's not important anymore. So preserve the relationship and just love them. That's all I have to do.
Yeah. I want to be a safe place. And of course, my spouse is like, yeah, we want to be a safe place for our kids to come to. So if we like are arguing and we like, oh, what's important isn't important to you, we just have to kind of go back to basics and go, what do we care about? What are we both trying to get to? And then we're like, okay, we're both trying to get to being a safe place. Then maybe everything else can fall away and let's make a new something that's important to both of us. We can, you know, maybe put both of our perspective away. Let's form one together.
One thing that keeps coming to my mind is the quote about how we may disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. And so I think that there's just a right way to disagree about something. And I think that there are a lot of times when we're disagreeing in the right way and we're not maybe approaching it with so much anger or emotion, that's when beautiful compromises come about. And that's when we are actually able to get to that point where we figure out, okay, this is super important to you. This isn't super important to me. How can we make both of these things work? And sometimes it's that you can make both work. Sometimes you have to pick one over the other and then just trust your spouse and trust yourself and hope that we just are all hoping that it all works out in the end is really all that's happening right now. Fingers double crossed.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Double crossed. Fingers crossed. I love it. The Council of Moms is here with a hopeful perspective. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We don't give up. We don't give up. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Hillary, Wendy, Joe, thank you for sharing your knowledge with us and for creating a community. Don't forget that the Council of Moms is intended for all of us to just be a catalyst to create your own Council of Moms. Moms from different ideas, different backgrounds, being able to come together with this hope that we have. The hope, you know, being that it's all going to work out. And it will, because we've got the council. Now, if you are listening to this podcast, if you want to see what we look like, or if you want to see all of our shocking expressions, you can jump on over to YouTube. It's super fun. And please share this Council of Moms with someone you love. Think if somebody popped into your mind as soon as I said that, send this podcast link, or a testimonial to one of your friends. This helps us to keep going and having these really great conversations. Thanks, and we'll see you next episode.